Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. It's a great privilege for me to stand before you. I thank Pastor Sammy Williams who gave a responsibility to stand here, and thank Counselor also who came for me. One day I read one news in the newspaper that is some people attacked with rods and knives others. They broke one person's head because of some fighting and hating. Really, I was shocked in that time because one who was beaten by them is Christian. And these people are also Christians. Another breaking news is they are all one church members. Lot of divisions in church among believers. There is no love between among brothers, hating one another in church. The famous Bible translator James Moffat says this: no church has any prospect of stability or chance of existence in the sight of God if it neglects brotherly love. Dear brothers and sisters, this sermon is most important for you. This helps you how to love brothers. Open your Bible along with me as we are reading Word of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 to 11. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, so that we might live through Him. Verse 10. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 11 says, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. The main idea, main theme of this passage is love one another through God's love. Love one another, loving one another through God's love. Look at verse 11 says, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Look at verse 9 says, by this, the love of God was manifested in us. God loved us first. So we have to love one another. That is the theme of this passage. 1 John chapter 4, verse 21 says, and this commandment we have from Him, that one who loves God should love his brother also. We are worshipping God. We are praising God because we love God. So, we joyfully, we are worshipping God because we love God. John is saying here, if you love God, you should love one another also. You should love brother also. Not only John is talking this, Paul also tells. Romans chapter 12, verse 10 says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. We should devote ourselves to one another in brotherly love. We should honor our brother. Not only Paul, and Peter also said this. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22 says, look at 1 Peter chapter 1 22 says, since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls of a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. Peter is saying here, sincere love. And also, you should love your brother from heart. We will love our brothers with our mouth, outside. But what Peter is saying here, you should love your brother from your heart. Not only Peter, our great model Lord Jesus Christ said, John Gospel chapter 15 verse 12 says, this is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. I have loved you, so you should love one another. Lord Jesus Christ commanded us.
Paul wrote about love to church. Peter wrote this truth to the church. And finally, Lord Jesus Christ also commanding us love one another. So as a church, we should love one another. If you have any question, how should I love my brother and sister in church? This sermon is helpful for you. Are you sitting here and thinking, nobody loves me? And this sermon gives you understanding that who loves you. Three characteristics of God's love that teaches us how to love one another. First characteristic of God's love that teaches us how to love one another is His love is sacrificial. His love is costly. Look at verse 9 says, by this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world. God sent His begotten Son. God gave His Son to us. That is great gift. That verse is showing us this is sacrificial love. Four things we have to know about God's love. God's sacrificial love. First thing is, He gave His best. Look at verse 9 says that, by this, the love of God manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son. Look at that word, the begotten Son. So many people misunderstood this word, only begotten Son. This shows Christ's unique relationship with His Father. He is unique Son. He is special to Him. No one like Him. That means He is Son of God. We heard last sermon by Pastor Sammy Williams here. He alone is Son of God. This word emphasizing the uniqueness of Christ as only one His kind. He has same kind what the God Father has. If God the Father is omniscient, who knows all things, then Christ also omniscient, who knows all things. We know John Gospel chapter 21, Peter said, Jesus said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Again he said, Peter, do you love me? Again, third time he said, Peter, do you love me? Then Peter said to him, Lord, you know all things. That means Christ is omniscient. He knows all things. If God the Father is omnipotent, Christ also omnipotent, who is powerful. We know Philippians chapter 3 verse 21. He is powerful Lord. Not only God the Father is the omnipresence, Christ also omnipresence. Christ is eternal. John Gospel chapter 1 verse 1 says, Jesus Christ is eternal. Jesus Christ never changed. Because Hebrews says, chapter 13 verse 8 says, He never changed. He is all the time same. Christ is incomprehensible and self-sufficient because He no need to depend upon any person. He has everything He gives to others, but He no need to depend on any person because He is self-sufficient. Why I'm saying these things? That Christ is God. Christ, this word, the begotten Son, shows that pre-existence of Christ. It shows that Christ is a creator, not creation. So many people are saying that Christ is created being. But Bible is saying that Christ is creator. He created us. He created everything. But God gave His best for us. He has same nature, but God sent His Son for you. This is sacrificial love. Not only He gave His best, He gave us what He has. Look at verse 9 says that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world. Please understand the word only. It means the begotten Son belongs to Him.
and look at his only begotten son. For example, my car. This means my Bible. This Bible is mine. Jesus Christ belongs to the Father. He has a son, begotten son. He is everything for God. He gave us what he has. He gave his best. He gave what he has. He gave willingly. He gave willingly. So his love is sacrificial. Look at verse 9 says, he gave willingly. God has sent his only begotten son into the world. What is the world? The world is human being. The world has people who sinned against God, who are wicked people. If Christ is in heaven, he has glory. He exercises his attributes without depending on the God. Listen carefully. He became a man. He was absolutely God of universe. I am asking one interesting question. Does God know these all things? What is going to happen to his son? Yes? Yes, he knows. God knows that people will treat him very badly. God knows that his people did not receive his son. God knows that people will say that he is a sinner. Jesus Christ is a sinner. He is a drunken man. They don't like him. Does God know? Yes, he knows. God knows that they beat him and spit on him. Even though he knows, but he sent. Even though he knows everything, what is going to happen for his son, but he sent. Willingly sent. Not dislike. He sent his son willingly. So this is sacrificial love. He gave best. He gave what he has. He gave willingly. Finally, he gave purposefully. God has purpose. Sometimes we don't have purpose. If you do anything, we don't have purpose. But God has purpose. Look at, John is explaining the purpose of sending his son into the world. Look at verse remaining of 9th verse. So that we might live through him. See, all are dead people in our sins. We are all dead people. Through Jesus Christ, we live spiritually. God killed his son to give life for you. Judgment of sin on the cross was supreme example of God's sacrificial love. He poured out his wrath upon his beloved son in the place of sinner, that is you and me. This is sacrificial love. He knows that if his beloved son does not die, then you and will I die. So this is sacrificial love. Do you have this sacrificial love towards your brother? When you understand, through Lord Jesus Christ, we can live. We cannot live without Lord Jesus Christ. John Gospel chapter 3 verse 14 says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must Son of Man be lifted up. Verse 15 says that, so that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. Everyone this place, who came this place, do you know God's love? You will only live through Lord Jesus Christ. If you go astray from Lord Jesus Christ, even though you have money, even though you have cars, even though you have everything on the earth, if you go astray from Lord Jesus Christ, you do not live. Eternally, God will kill you because you are going astray from his beloved son. So believe in him. Anyone on the earth who against Christ, even though he is powerful man as a man, but he don't like Jesus Christ, if he don't believe Jesus Christ, he will die one day, even though he lives bodily. Dear brothers and sisters, are you coming here not believing Jesus Christ, going outside, coming? But if you are not true believer, believe in him. Look at God's sacrificial love. He sent his son into the world. If you are a believer, look at the sacrificial love of God. One day Jacob called Joseph and sent him to his brothers for giving food. Genesis chapter 37, verse 15 to 17, we can see this story. Then a man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, "What are you looking for?" He said, "I am looking for my brothers. Please tell me where they are pasturing the flock." Then the man said, "They have moved from here, for I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them at Dothan. See, Joseph has sacrificial love. He went one place, but his brothers are not there, but he went another place. He has sacrificial love. How we will love one another? With sacrificial love. Without knowing one another. We are coming here, we are listening sermons, after finishing, we are going home, we don't know each other. If you don't know that person's situation, how can you know? How can you love sacrificially? Pastor Chris Tartar's Home Fellowship, which is platform for loving sacrificially one another. It is good to start every church. I will start this. Because Home Fellowship is nothing but Bible study. In home, not church building. Pastor will not come, but facilitator, who is the leader, will lead that group. After finishing this fellowship, they have conversation with one another, asking prayer requests, sharing personal needs, and also they will have supper after finishing home fellowship. Brothers in that home are cleaning the plates. Somebody will see and support, and they will help them. If they have any need and no money to provide food, somebody will see and support their family. Church will grow in love. Church will love one another with sacrificially. That is the platform. What I am saying is, if you don't know your brother's situation, how you will love your brother sacrificially? Dear brothers and sisters, hospitality is the one way to love brothers and sisters with sacrificially. Call them, those who are lonely and those who have suffering. We cannot love sacrificially without opening our doors for others. We do these things for those you like. You even do not see others in church. You speak somebody whom you like. You go after finishing. How you will love sacrificially? Use your strength through bringing food from upstairs. Collect the hymn books after finishing and put into the box and put in library. This is sacrificial love. How you will show sacrificial love? You are not meeting each other, going, coming here. There is time, few time, you do sacrificial love here. Help brother Joel. Sometimes he alone doing all things. Some kids are helping. You are sitting and eating. So, love sacrificially. Show your love. If you understand, are you listening back, sir? If you understand God is showing sacrificial love, definitely you should show sacrificial love. The second characteristics of God's love that teaches us how to love one another is, His love is undeserved. His love is undeserved. Look at verse 10 says, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us." Dear brothers and sisters, we love Him because He first loved us. God did not love us because we loved Him. Listen carefully. Listen to me. I am speaking. Listen to me. God did not love us because we loved Him first. We can understand His love, but He loved us before we practical of love for Him. Had God loved us in return for our loves? But He loved us when we were loveless. It is clear that His love is undeserved. We cannot deserve His love. Because look at Romans chapter 3 verse 11 says,
Romans chapter 3:11 says that there is none who understands, there is none who seeks for God. There is no man. This means there is no one on the earth who says that I need God. I want to love God. Some people say, what? I am loving God. I love God very much, so God is loving me. You are a liar. What is Bible saying is here, nobody see God. Nobody understand God. That is the scripture saying. So we are undeserved. From Adam to present generation and future also, actually we are a dead man. How can we love God? Bible says that we are dead in our trespasses and sins. God so loved His people because even though we are undeserved. Why I am saying we are undeserved? Nobody call Him that, saying, oh God, you are, please help me. Please send your son for my sake, so that I may live through him. Lord, I am dead in sins. Do something for me. Nobody ask him, nobody call him. But God sent his son. We are undeserved, but he loved us. Did Adam and Eve call God after they did sin? No. But God alone came and gave cross for them. God loves you eternally. And He prepared salvation for you before the foundation of the earth and before your birth on the earth. This is God's love. This is undeserved love. Dear brothers and sisters, there is no one like Him who loves you. Are you thinking nobody is loving me? Are you thinking nobody is looking after me? No. You are telling you don't know what is the truth. Come here. There is a God who loves you. You understand Him? God's love is sacrificial. God's love is this undeserved. One proverb is there in Telugu. One statement is there. I will come your home. What you will give to me, what you will bring to me when you come your my home. Are you understand? See, people are thinking like that. What people will give to me? Dear brothers and sisters, don't tell condition to love anybody in this church. Did God love you based on your love? If anybody call me home for dinner, I will call them my home for dinner. If anybody respect me, I will respect. If pastor give chai for me, I will give chai for pastor. If my husband loves me, I obey my husband. I show my love through obedience. My wife obeys me, then I love my wife. This is the conditional. We are expecting something from others. Dear brothers and sisters, maybe some says that he or she is speaking with somebody else. They are not speaking with you. Why they are not speaking with me? Why you are expecting from others? You go and speak with them. Those who are not speaking with you. No need to worry. You go and do that. Instead of doing these things, we should love our brothers. Instead of doing this, we are doing all other things. You are hating your brothers. Calling them publicly idiot, stupid, in the midst of others. Is this praising God? God looks, it is good. Even though it is tradition of this area, but God do not love these words. Be careful, God take very seriously. God said you must die for your brother, but you are insulting your brother, you are disrespecting your brother among the believers. Repent. Dear brothers and sisters, if you understand God undeserved love, we should love our brothers. First, His love is sacrificial. Second, His love is undeserved. Finally, His love is that thought characteristics of God's love that teaches us how to love one another is His love is merciful. His love is merciful. Look at verse 10 says, in this is love that
Not that he loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. The God's mercy, we can understand here in this passage. Mercy means the abundant goodness of God towards those who are in distress and misery. To feel sympathy and compassion for one in need. To take action to elevate that person from distress. Mercy is not just feeling a need, it's fulfilling it. We are in misery and distress because of our sins. The wrath of God upon us. Why did God send His Son? His Son to be propitiation for our sins. The word propitiation means, look at this word, propitiation means satisfaction. The sacrifice of Jesus on cross satisfied God's holiness for punishment of sin. Do you know when will God be satisfied? When will God happy? Answer is when He punishes sinners. God cannot leave sinners. Man will leave. God cannot leave. Even though you are a bada, you are a big man, God cannot leave. So God should punish. God should punish you. What happened, do you know? Jesus Christ satisfied God instead of you. God is very angry. We know Romans chapter 1 verse 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Nahum chapter 1 verse 2 says, a jealous and avenging God is the Lord. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes a vengeance on His adversaries and He reserves wrath for His enemies. Not only two, look at six. Who can stand before His indignation? Who can endure the burning of His anger? God is very angry and sinner. We are in misery and distress, but what God has done for us, He showed His mercy. He showed His mercy to sending Jesus Christ to be propitiation for our sins. To satisfy God instead of you and me. Dear brothers and sisters, we are ungodly and unrighteousness. We deserve God's wrath eternally. Listen carefully. But our Lord Jesus Christ satisfied God. Listen, brothers and sisters, carefully. Who satisfied God? Jesus Christ. Who sent Jesus? So this is merciful God. He saw my people, this human being, sinners, I want to punish them. He saw our misery, distress, then He sent His beloved Son to be propitiation, to take eternal death, punishment instead of you and me. This is merciful love. You know Boaz and Ruth, you know this story. The Boaz shows merciful love on Ruth, who was in distress and misery. She has nothing but one old woman. She is a widow. She has no protection, no provision, no values, no hope also, because she has no children who provide and protect her. She went field of Boaz. Ruth chapter 2, 8 to 10 says this, like this. The Boaz said to Ruth, listen carefully, my daughter. Do not go glean in another field. Furthermore, do not go on from this one, but stay here with my maids. Let your eyes be on field which they reap, and go after them. Indeed, I have commanded the servants not to touch you. When you are thirsty, go to the water jars and drink from what the servants draw. Then Ruth fell on his face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor in your sight that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? The Boaz showed merciful love. He has God's merciful love. He has Christ's merciful love. those who are in distress, misery, that is Ruth, he showed his mercy. Dear brothers and sisters, if you understand merciful love of God, then you also show merciful love to your brothers and sisters who are in misery and distress. Maybe they are facing family problem, financial problem. Show your love through counseling them with the word of God and help them financially so that they see God's merciful love in your life. I am not saying give money for lazy people. If your brother or sister really going to difficult situation, then do it. Show your mercy. Don't feel happy if your brother is in distress and misery. If you are not loving your brother when he is in distress and misery, maybe you are not born again. If your brother sin against you and against God, do not behave that you are a holy man who ever lived on the earth. Remember that for our sin, God sent His Son to show mercy on you and me. Remember that. Why you are forgetting this when your brother or sister did sins? Show your mercy on them. Luke chapter 6, 36 says that, be merciful to those in distress. Do not be rude like a devil. Dear brothers and sisters, if really you love them, go privately, talk with them and tell them how did you overcome same sin. Help them, encourage them with the word. Love covers multitude of sins. If really you love, go privately, tell that person. Tell your experience, how you overcome them. Dear brothers and sisters, if you are hating, I am going to conclude, listen carefully. If you are hating your brother all the time, you are not believer at all. You are deceiving yourself. This is not my words. 1 John chapter 4, 7 says, beloved, let us love one another, and for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Look at verse 8 says, the one who does not love does not know God. You are thinking you know God. Actually, you don't know God when you are not loving your brother. For God is good. First John chapter 3 verse 14 says, we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death. You are in death. You are in darkness when you don't love your brother. Continuously, habitually, you are doing like this, hating your brother. John is explaining here who is true believer, who is not true believer. If you read 1 John, you will understand who is believer or who is not believer. He is telling one believer who loves his brother continuously. As God commanded us, Christ commanded us, we understood God's merciful love. God's love is sacrificial. He sent His Son. He gave great gift for us. And His love is undeserved. But He loved us. His love is merciful. Even though we are in distress, He showed His mercy upon us. What a great God we have. Do you understand here? Do you understand your God? Do you know your God? This is your God. John Prem says, no tongue can fully express the infinity of God's love, or any mind comprehend it. It is an ocean which swells higher than all mountains of opposition. It is a fountain from which flows all necessary good to all those who are interested in it. God may produce love in us. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love. We are dead. We are sinful human beings. But you sacrificially loved us. You sent your beloved Son for us. Lord, help us to love one another. Help us to confess our sins, which is against our brothers and sisters. Bless this church, Lord. Unbelievers, those who do not believe Christ, they may know you because of our brotherly love. Lord, produce love among us for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.